The stakes are high in the battle for control of Congress. In South Dakota, the White House personally recruited Congressman John Thune to run for the Senate against Democratic incumbent Tim Johnson. Republicans hope four-term Governor Bill Janklow will win Thune's House seat. Janklow is in an unexpectedly tough race against a political novice half his age. South Dakota Public Radio's Joshua Welsh reports.
It's become a cliche in South Dakota that no one here calls Senator Tom Daschle anything but Tom. And it's true that South Dakotans are able to know their elected officials in a way that only a rural state can provide. But arguably no one in state politics knows South Dakota better than Republican Governor Bill Janklow. Janklow put it best, speaking recently at a candidates' forum in the town of Spearfish.
Look, I don't have to come explain to you who I am, what I am. You know that. For better or worse, you know that. You agree or disagree with me. Like my mom says, this one is not always right, but he's never in doubt. And you understand that.
Janklow was first elected governor in 1978 and has served for 16 of the past 24 years. But he's term limited, and so he's set his sights on the state's open house seat. Janklow's Democratic opponent is Stephanie Herseth. At 31, she's barely half his age. Except for a political pedigree, her grandfather was once governor and her father served in the state legislature, she's almost unknown to voters. So Herseth has addressed local concerns to battle the impression that she lost touch with South Dakotans during her years away at Georgetown Law School.
We know how severe the drought has been, but you know, I remember very well the drought of 76. And not just the financial toll it was taking on my family, but the psychological toll.
The race has largely come down to Herseth's youth and energy versus Janklow's battle-tested experience. Janklow can point to a litany of accomplishments he's had as the nation's longest-serving governor. But Herseth can approach the campaign without 16 years of stepping on toes. Rapid City resident Patrick Duffy says he thinks Janklow has earned a reputation as a bully, and that might serve to help Herseth.
A lot of people that would vote for her would probably be voting against Janklow. But I think there's a lot of people that will vote for Janklow too, just because I don't really understand it, why they think he's so effective and such a, I guess if you're loud and bombastic, you know, and you're, people see as effective, but.
Halfway across the state at a fall festival in Pierre, people are happy to weigh in on the campaign. Everyone agrees that Janklow is a powerful force in the state. All summer long, he crisscrossed the state, dealing with forest fires in the Black Hills and a devastating windstorm in the east. Newly converted Democrat John Lochner says Janklow's high profile should give him the edge.
Whether you disagree with how he's done some things over the years, he has done a lot for South Dakota. I think Herseth has got a lot of class. I think eventually she will be a voice to be heard for South Dakotans. I don't know if it's time yet, though.
Neither candidate has been able to sustain a clear lead in the polls, but history may be on Herseth's side. For the last 30 years, South Dakotans have been willing to send young and relatively unknown candidates to the House. People such as Larry Pressler, John Thune, and Tom Daschle all were in their 30s when they first went to Washington. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Welsh in Rapid City, South Dakota.